I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Leon Glodin, Luxembourg's Minister for Home Affairs, once again initiated discussions around border controls with his German counterpart Nancy Faeser on the sidelines of the Justice and Home Affairs Council in Brussels. In a press release issued after the meeting, Glodin underlined that the Schengen Agreement is not just about the free movement of goods and capital, but above all, the free movement of people. Police are looking for information on two missing teenagers, 15-year-old Sophie S. and 16-year-old Samantha Young, both missing since the 2nd of March. Sophie S. is of slender build, around 1.70 meters tall, with long curly hair. Samantha Young is between 1.60 and 1.70 meters tall, has straight shoulder-length hair, and wears glasses. All 27 EU leaders gather with Vladimir Zelensky today in Brussels in search of unity on bolstering Ukraine and Europe's defences. EU leaders have openly questioned Washington's reliability after it suspended military aid and intelligence sharing to help Kiev fight off Russia's invasion following last week's explosive meeting between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky urged no pause in pressure on Russia to halt its terror after a Russian missile strike on a hotel in his hometown killed four civilians. Moscow has stepped up its bombardments as divisive rhetoric builds in Washington on potential talks to halt the war. Hamas said today that Donald Trump's threats would encourage Israel to disregard the fragile ceasefire after the U.S. president said that unless hostages are freed, the people of Gaza would be, quote, dead. Trump's warning came hours after his administration revealed it held unprecedented direct talks with Hamas focused on American hostages in Gaza. Strongly backing Israel as the ceasefire teeters, Trump also said he was sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job, as his administration expedites billions of dollars in weapons. Finally, South Korean fighter jets accidentally dropped eight bombs outside a designated range during a training exercise with U.S. forces today, injuring multiple civilians and damaging buildings in a village near the North Korean border. A defense ministry official said an investigation was underway. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. In rugby, French head coach Fabien Galthi has announced that Romain Tamac and Gregory Aldrit will start in this weekend's potential Six Nations title decider in Ireland. A victory for France at Lansdowne Road over top-of-the-table unbeaten Ireland would open up the race for the championship before the final round of matches. Bayern Munich captain Manuel Neuer is set for a stint on the sidelines after tearing his calf muscle during a celebration in Wednesday's 3-0 Champions League win over Bayer Leverkusen. Neuer's substitution brought debutant Jonas Erbig from the bench. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The weather will continue to be sunny and dry this afternoon, with high temperatures of between 15 and 17 degrees.